Friday, February 11th, 2011, in Oroville. News, announcements, interviews with Malaika on microphone in studio Andrea and Miriam and Yahlom. A look at today's weather shows clear skies, temperature 28 degrees Celsius, northeasterly winds 19 kilometers per hour, heat index of 29, and tonight the winds shift to the south at 14 kilometers per hour and the temperature drops to 22. Ram Whitaker, renowned herpetologist, tries to demystify the fear around snakes. He visits Oroville showing his latest film, attended by a wide variety of people of all ages.
I think the real big message is that we live with snakes, or snakes live with us, and when we create an environment as beautiful and as wooded as has been created in Oroville, we are encouraging wildlife, and snakes are part of wildlife, and if we think we can live without them, we're wrong, we're mistaken. There's no way we can eliminate snakes, but there's certainly a way we can eliminate fear of snakes, and that is by knowing more about them. And in general, a film like the one we've just made, A Million Snake Bites, is precisely to tell people basically which snakes are the dangerous ones and some of their habits, how we can avoid them, avoid unpleasant experiences with them, and the fact that they're an incredibly valuable part of our ecosystem, which we really can't live without. You know, growing up in India, you quickly learn that it's easy for us to say, yeah, you should like snakes and they're really great and all. But when you're a farmer, you know, a poor farmer living in the middle of nowhere, very far from hospitals, it is a scary proposition if you get bitten. So it's quickly evident that we who are involved in this whole thing with snakes have to do something to help mitigate the problem of snake bite. And that's why we started the Irla Cooperative Society, so that the snake catchers would, well, not only have a living, but they would be able to extract venom to produce the much-needed antivenom serum. And antivenom is now, you know, recognized as the only cure for snake bites, so the distribution of antivenom and the knowledge of it particularly is essential for everyone to know that antivenom is the only cure, and, you know, if you get bitten, the main thing is to go straight to hospital and get it, and you'll survive. In the case of snake bite, you're talking about the injection of a very complex set of enzymes and proteins which the snake has evolved not only to kill its prey but also to even digest its prey. So what you're getting into your body when the snake defends itself is something too complex to just quickly be able to remedy. And that's the reason that antivenom has to be given, and it has to be given intravenously, which does require a doctor or a very trained medic to do it. So yes, hospital is essential, and speed is essential.
Thanks, Ram. Any concluding remarks you want to say to people who have this strong feeling of fear for snakes?
I can understand it. It's you know, philosophers have said that we fear the unknown and we fear animals that we don't know about. So I think it kind of behooves everyone to get a little more interested and a little more understanding about the creatures around us. I'll just mention the fact that recently a leopard moved into the area where we live, not just 2 hours from here, Chengalpet. And until then, we were very casual about going and walking around at night and letting the dogs walk around at night. After we lost one dog and another dog got attacked right in front of me by the leopard, not attacked, he was being preyed upon. I shouldn't call it an attack. But, you know, it's kind of scary. But we woke up to the fact that, look, we're living in a place where there are predators. So, and we're also already aware that we're living in a place where there are snakes. And so let's be aware of it. Let's use a flashlight at night for sure. I mean, that's 100%. There's no getting away from that. We all must use flashlights at night, even if we're walking just from one place to another or just going out to take a leak at night. I mean, the main thing is to have that light with you. And I'll tell you, snake bites will probably come down by at least 50%. The point is you'll be able to see where you're going. You'll be aware that there's a snake present and you won't step on it. This is something that has to be taken to the villages. It has to be taught to everybody. The majority of snake bites are at night. The majority of snake bites are on feet and legs. So a torch would necessarily save a good percentage of these.
Tonight at Kalabumi Cabaret Theater, 7 p.m. to 10. Also tonight at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity Improvisational Theater, beginning at 7 p.m. And on Sunday the 13th, the Oroville Fire Circus performs at Visitor Center, 7:30. A new group of Oroville kids from 6 to 20 will present their first circus act of fire, light gymnastics and acrobatics. Monday is Valentine's Day, February 14th, and at 5:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, a presentation will be given on the art of calligraphy by Michelle Archambault, a regular exhibitor at the China Institute in New York City, where she lives. In all circumstances of life, you must be very careful to guard against despair. This habit of being somber, morose, despondent does not depend on events, but on a lack of faith in one's nature. For one who has faith, even if only in oneself, he can face all difficulties, no matter how adverse, without discouragement. For one whose will is out of tune with the will of cosmic nature, fails in everything he tries to do. So develop courage and endurance and fight till the end. This is a passage from a talk by the mother given in 1960. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.